On today's show, we got another injury concern down in Gainesville with the Gators. Colorado's football coach has been cleared, and we're going to talk about the Big 12 and Memphis.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the socials. And as you should know by now, I am the most active on X. This is the first of many audio-only podcasts that we will be doing this football season. I'm going to be more efficient with my time. I'm not going to do as many videos because they take forever to edit. That's right. Now, we'll be doing some live stuff and whatnot. We'll figure all of that out. But for now, we're going to be doing some audio-only podcasts. That's how the show started. That's what I have the most time to do. I like to talk. There's a lot of topics in this world, so we're going to talk about them. You guys should know by now, bettingcfb.com. You can get bonus podcasts, bonus coverage, bonus statistics, analysis, etc. over there. Going to be doing quite a bit of that this football season, so hopefully you will join us there. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. You guys know the drill. You know what to do. If you haven't already subscribed on the YouTube channel, do that for me. Like the videos there. And make sure and leave a nice 5-star review. You guys know what's up. All right, enough about that, because these are going to be shorter podcasts. I'm going to fit in just a few stories on each of these, but they are going to be some fun. I say fun. Some of the topics may be not so fun, but regardless, let's start off with this. The Florida Gators are dealing with another injury bug. If everybody remembers back in the spring, DJ Lagway, everybody was talking about, there's a shoulder problem. I mean, it's, you know, they're being hush-hush about this. Everybody knows when you got a shoulder problem with a quarterback, that could mean major problems. And then he came back and he's been throwing at camp and everything's been fine and, you know, everything's good with the shoulder, it would appear. That's no longer a concern. But now, he is currently wearing a boot because DJ Lagway suffered a calf injury. Now, it's not thought to be serious. Again, he was in a boot. But the issue here is they don't have a timetable for him. They don't know how long he's going to be out, if at all. But if you watched the NBA playoffs, you know that there were three different players that had calf strains, and all three of them ended up tearing their Achilles when they had a calf strain. Now, they have not said that this is a calf strain for DJ Lagway. But if he has a calf injury and he's walking around in a boot, you know, we're about a month away. Now, that should be plenty of time so long as he stays off of it. The problem is, if he missed time in spring, and now he's missing time in fall camp, what exactly is this offense going to look like? And don't get me wrong, they come out the gates with Long Island and South Florida. You should be able to beat both of those teams even with a backup quarterback. Or even with a not healthy Lagway. The problem is that once you get to week three, you got to go to LSU. And then after that, or either or. I can't remember if the game is in Gainesville or whatever. But you play LSU. And then you play Miami. And then after that, you know, you got a bye, but you got Texas. And you got Texas A&M. And you got, I mean, there's all kind of stuff going on. It's a really difficult schedule. There's not a lot of layups. So, what is this going to look like? DJ Lagway is the key to the Florida football season. Now, they've got other good players, don't get me wrong. That's not a problem. The issue is you need a really strong quarterback to be able to beat teams like Texas, Georgia, Miami, you know, Tennessee later in the year, etc. So, let's see what ends up coming out of this. I'm interested. Deion Sanders came out today and had a press conference and all this. Now, there was a report that was going around that said that he was not going to be able to come back to the sidelines. He was going to resign, or he was going to sit out the season or something. I mean, it was just completely unheralded bull. Because the truth is, he had a press conference today and said that he had a cancerous tumor removed from his bladder. Now, I don't know that I've ever heard of that. But he has been cleared to return to the sidelines, and he is very excited about coming back and, you know, had some medical professionals up there with him and all this. You know, there was a lot of worry over the summer about the fact that he was not in Boulder, Colorado. He was in Texas getting treatment for a medical condition. And nobody knew what in the world was going on. But he came out today and told you, like, hey, had a cancer or had a tumor removed. He is cancer-free. I don't know that anybody knew that he was dealing with cancer. So he made the jokes. He was like, look, you know, I've got eight toes and had to have surgery on my bladder. Like, but we know that the man can coach. Like, he, how about this? We know he can recruit some incredible players that led to a pretty good record. So I'm excited to see what exactly this Colorado football team is going to look like. You know, do they play with reckless abandon because, you know, their coach is back and everybody's thrilled that he's healthy, or is it something else? I'm interested. Now let's hit on one last topic. Let me go ahead and tell you. TicketSmarter.com, that's where you need to go get your tickets. It's the best third-party ticketing vendor on the market. Use the promo codes. WCE10, you get $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20, you get $20 off an order of $300 or more. It's good promos, in all honesty. And don't forget about Go Sleeves, the best kinesiology technology on the market. GoSleeves.com, GoSleeves.com. They are fantastic. Got all the things you could need for those joints. So go and check them out. GoSleeves.com/WCE, or use the promo code WCE. You get 15% off your order. I highly recommend it. When you get older, you need a little bit of help with these things. So they are here for you. GoSleeves.com.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Okay. Let's talk about the Big 12 and the Memphis Tigers. So we haven't discussed conference realignment, conference expansion in quite some time. But here's what we had happen. The University of Memphis, behind the scenes, had put together a package to try and sell themselves to the Big 12. Now, why you wouldn't just go to whichever conference, the ACC or the Big 12, you know, people did wonder why they wouldn't just join the Pac-12. Well, there's a reason for that, and it's because the current deal that the AAC has is worth more money than the deal that the Pac-12 is going to be getting. So, yeah. Like, why would you leave more money on the table to go join that league? And one, it would be because it helps out your athletic program, your athletics department. Because nobody in Memphis cares about playing directional schools and FAU and, you know, a bunch of schools that have owls for their nickname and stuff like that. Memphis, there's not a single big game on the Memphis schedule in the current American conference. There's just not. Basketball or football. Like, football, you can say Tulane is a big game. But when it comes to basketball, there's just not. Like, there's not one that any of the hometown fans get excited about. When it comes to the Pac-12, well, at least it's something different, right? San Diego State, Gonzaga, Oregon State, Washington State, Fresno, you know, stuff like that. Basketball and football, it would be big, either one. So, but what Memphis was trying to do was trying to move up in the world. So, what they did was they gathered FedEx, Lowe's, and AutoZone and put together a $200+ million sponsorship package for the Big 12 over 5 years. And then Memphis agreed to not take any television revenue from the Big 12 for the first, I believe, 5 years. So the Big 12 would be making money. They would not be paying Memphis any money. And at the end of the 5 years, once we got to the 2031 season, I believe it was, if the Big 12 believed and could show proof that Memphis was not providing any value, they could kick Memphis out of the conference. And it was interesting to some of the Big 12 presidents, because Memphis president Bill Hargrave was meeting with some of the different presidents and traveling around and trying to get this, you know, to move along. I don't think it was ever a thing with the ACC. I think the ACC is more worried about keeping the members that they currently have. And maybe tomorrow we will talk about what's going on with North Carolina and potentially Virginia. But the Big 12, I don't you have to have a supermajority. So you have to have at least 12 of the 16 schools on board with it. And I think what they decided was not so much that, we're not really interested in Memphis. I think that those things have changed. It's not the same group of presidents that it was in the past. I think that everybody just wants to see what the next round of realignment is going to look like. Why would you add somebody right now if you're not totally sure what they bring to the table, etc.? And with Memphis, I mean, let's be honest, nobody's really sure exactly what that's going to be. So I know, me being in Memphis, I would love to see the Tigers get into a bigger league. I think it is much more likely that you see Memphis join a different version of the ACC, whatever that looks like, because I don't believe that once we get to 2030, 2031, whatever that might be, when the buyout drops to only like $75 million for them to get out of the conference, I think you will see several that jump over to other conferences. So the Big Ten is currently at 18. I think they're probably going to move up to 20. I think the SEC is currently at 16. They will likely move to 18 and potentially 20. So you could have two 20-team conferences that have the biggest brands in the sport. And we'll see what ends up happening. There's going to be some ACC teams that are not happy with being left in the ACC. I can promise you that. But Memphis, in that bunch, that is an upgrade. Certainly over the AAC, or whatever it's called, the American. It's no longer the American Conference. It's now it's no longer the American Athletic Conference. It is the American Conference. So it's got Army and Navy. You know, it is what it is. But it spans a wide bunch of the good old U.S. of A. I don't think this is necessarily a terrible thing for Memphis. Some people read it as, man, they offered to buy their way into the Big 12 and they didn't even get a sniff. Well, I don't think that's entirely true, and also think timing is of the essence, right? SMU decided to go in with the ACC right when Stanford and Cal were joining, and the ACC believed, if you think about it, they were in the middle of lawsuits with Clemson and Florida State. If those lawsuits had been successful with getting them out of the conference early, where they did not have to pay any kind of a buyout, then the ACC would have to backload to be able to continue to get their ESPN contract that runs through 2036. So there's certain things that had to fly with the ACC. So it's all about timing. And I think that now is not a good time for Memphis to be trying to move conferences. Now, can't blame them for attempting this, but I think it is much more likely that they backfill with the ACC than it is that they join the Big 12, who currently does not know if they want to go past 16, because that's just another piece of the pie that's going to have to go to somebody else in the future. So we'll see what happens. But I do think Memphis finds a Power 4 home eventually, because they care enough about athletics for it to matter. But we're not quite there just yet, timing-wise. It seems like everything has been moving at breakneck pace for quite some time. But let's be honest, at some point, everything has to chill out, and we run up against TV contracts, etc. Yeah, that's when we're going to see it. So once we get into 2030, 2031, that's when you're going to start seeing a lot of movement. And we'll see what happens. Because that's the end of the CFP contract as well. It's kind of a big deal. So it's basically the only thing that's holding the sport together at this point. But yes, the CSC, the College Sports Commission, all that kind of stuff, it's all kind of predicated on the college football playoff, the CFP. And we'll see what happens. So, all right, that is going to wrap things up for today. Like I said, these are going to be short podcasts, but I certainly appreciate you joining in. Of course, make sure and leave a review. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And if you got anything you want to talk about, hit me up at GaryWCE on X, or you can reach out old school style on email, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. With that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, and make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE, and the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.